Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to Bethel Baptist Church. And as we begin the process of closing off this glorious day in the Lord, we're going to open up with hymn number 178, The Bible Stands, hymn 178. Father, we thank you for your divine grace and mercy. We thank you for your love and your compassion. We thank you for the word of God that is that works a marvelous work in us to open up our hearts and our minds to the word of God, to the testimony of Jesus Christ, that we might humble ourselves before you to serve you, to worship you and praise you because you are the Lord and you are God. Pray for your hand of blessing upon this hour, that the word of God and the testimony of Christ would be proclaimed, that hearts and minds would be turned towards you to do your will and abound in you and your glorious riches, which are in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Excuse me. So what else would you like to sing this evening? Ralph. 2, 3, 5.
Thank you.
like to sing this evening? Marin.
181.
That appears to have been removed from the hymnal. Just kidding. 181. Evening. Got time for several more. Camille? 403. 403. 403. 403. Soldiers of Christ, arise.
Thank you.
to your amen. Yes. Got it. Okay. Yes. Amen. Okay. Now I got it. I don't know when the amen is there and when it's not. Anyway, what else would you like to sing this evening? Ralph. 23. And we'll find out at the end if this also has an amen. 23. Four stanzas. Sing this evening. Raquel? 102? 402. 402. Okay, 402.
Thank you.
call Al, but he never has one. Angelica.
449.
To God be the glory. 449. 449, right? A song that you wanted to sing or not, Taeyang. Just was not, wasn't clear to me you had a song you wanted. 39.
This is my father's will, for that dream.
Thank you very much, Bethany. Please turn your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. We're going to read 20 through 25. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 20. For what credit is it if when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is the word of God. Lee.